Friday the 25th of April, Dalet Chol HaMoed Pesach, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Greenberg, Heter Meleches Ochel Nefesh.
In Parshas Boy, the Parshah of Kol Pesach, the Parshah of Yom Tov Pesach, the Torah tells us, V'yemirishin, ach v'yemirishin, v'yemashvi, kol malocha lo yosa lachem, ach, ashi ochel nefesh, hu levadoi, in the Parsha of Korban Pesach, the Torah tells us the halacha of the issa malacha on Yom Tov, and at the same time the Torah tells us the heter of melechus echel nefesh. Ach, asher yochel lenefesh hu levado yosel lachem. And from there the Gemara in Beis Hillel learns out that one is allowed to do malachas on Yom Tov which are melechus echel nefesh. Now, since the Torah does tell us the halachas of Issa Melacha of Yom Tov on the head of Melechus Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov in the Parsha of Pesach, it's appropriate perhaps to talk about it on Chalamoid of this Yom Tov. So what I'd like to talk about is the background, the understanding of what the Heter of Melechus Eichel Nefesh is on Yom Tov, go through the Sugya, and hopefully it's a Dov HaShavah L'Chol Nefesh. We won't go through too much, just a little bit, just to give a little window of understanding of what's going on in the Melacha of Melechus Eichel Nefesh. The Sugya starts all over the place. The sugya we'd like to start with is the Gemara in Beitzin in Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara tells us like this: Tanur Rabbanon, Ein Eifin Mi Yom Tov L'Chaverim. You're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov for the next day, for the second day Yom Tov. The Emes Amru, however, says the Gemara, the Emes Amru, Memale Isha Kol Hakadeir Basa. A woman can fill the whole pot full of basa. Apapish Ein Atzich Edel Chaticha Achas. Even though she only really needs one piece of meat, she needs one meat for the meal, but she can fill the pot with basa, and she's not over any issa melacha. So this way, says the Gemara, is a way to get around the issa of cooking from one day to the next. What do? You cook for your meal on Yom Tov. Just fill the pot up till the pot, till the top. You fill your pot till the top. You now have enough food for today. You'll be able to have enough food for tomorrow. You can put your Pesach kelim away, and you'll have no trouble. Day after Yom Tov, you've got plenty of food. Memale isha kadeya basa, apa pish eino tzrich el chaticha achas. Memale nachtum chodesh al mayim. The baker can fill up this pot full of water. He only needs one jugful. But she can fill the whole pot and there's no problem. Abo, lefois, but to bake on Pesach would be matzahs, on any Yom Tov would be bread. To bake on Yom Tov, there's no way around baking. You can't bake an extra large amount of dough. I mean, need a large amount of dough and then bake each challah separately, even though you only need one, because that way you're not baking just one, you're baking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 separate challahs. The Gemara says baking, there's no way around. There's no way you can bake on Yom Tov letzayach lemacha for the next day. Reb Shimon ben Elazar disagrees, and he says mamale isha kol hatana pas v'nisha pas nefer yafi. You can even do the same thing with bread. You can fill your oven with pas, even though you only need one piece of bread, one loaf of bread, but you can fill the oven with pas, because when you have your oven full, the bread breaks better. So we have here a way around. The Gemara is telling us a trick, a harama, how to get around the issa of baking from one day to the next. How? Memale isha kadeya basa, afa bishen esorcha lechaticha acha. So Rashi explains, what's the difference between basa and baking? So Rashi, memale isha, the bechad tircha sagi. When you fill a pot with meat, all you're doing is one bother, one tircha. You put the meat in the pot, you lift the pot up, and you put it on the flame, you're doing one action, one tircha, as she calls it, of cooking. However, when it comes to baking, avon lefo is kol kikka v'kikka, tzricha afir v'ridil la'atzmai. When you're baking, each loaf of bread has to be placed in the oven and taken out of the oven on its own. There's no single action here, so there's extra tircha. So Rashi, cooking is one tircha that you're allowed to do. You can be memale isha, you can be ma'ba bishurim when it comes to cooking, because it's one tircha. Baking, you can't be ma'ba bishurim when it comes to baking, because that's two tirchas, three tirchas, four tirchas, depending on how many loaves of bread you bake. The mashmoris in Rashi, and I don't want to get involved, the run's got a different pshat. The sugya, the most people learn the sugya, they learn the run. We're going to move away from the run, but the run's got a different pshat in Rashi, but the pashtus in Rashi, and that's how the bishyosim and the preacher seem to learn, is that the whole problem, the whole difference between cooking and baking is only a drabonon. Min ha-tayya, there's no issa malacha here at all. You can fill your pot, you can fill your oven, you have no issa malacha, you've not been over any malacha at all. The difference is, one, there's one tircha, baking, there's more than one tircha. Chazal said, when there's more than one tircha, you cannot do it on Yom Tov. Bake one tircha, you can. Cook one tircha, you can. More than one tircha, you can't. We find a similar thing in Rashi in Psachim. The Gemara, there's a very similar Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara says, Ein Eifim Yomtev Lechaveri. You can't bake from one Yomtev to the next. And then there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, if you baked a lot, if you did bake from one Yomtev to the next, do you get Malkus? One Mandam says you do get Malkus, the other Mandam says you don't get Malkus. And the Gemara says, why don't you get Malkus? According to Chista, because Hoyel. We say Hoyel, if visitors would come just before the end of Yom Tov, you'd want to feed them. Therefore, any cooking that you do on Yom Tov is considered done for Yom Tov. So therefore, there'd be no Issa D'Oraisa, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and our sugya is even after the Gemara in Pesachim, there's still an Issa D'Rabbanan, there's an Issa Malacha D'Rabbanan. So Midrabbanan, you can't cook Yom Tov to the next day at all, even though there is a Hoyel. But Minatea, you have Hoyel. Hoyel that you, if visitors would come, you'd want to feed them. So any cooking you do on Yom Tov is considered for Yom Tov. And there Rashi says, what's the story? How do you bake from one day to the next? Says Rashi, we're talking about you've already eaten your meal, you've had your Yom Tov meal, and you don't need any food today. You've completely, you're satisfied. There's no need for you to eat again today. And then you cook for tomorrow. That's called cooking from one day to the next. And the Ran adds, because if it was before your meal, says the Ran, then you're cooking for yourself. You're cooking for yourself, even though you put it in the pot loads and you don't really need it. But at the end of the day, I might want that piece of meat over the other piece of meat. So it's all considered cooking for yourself. So min hatayah, there's no malacha. If I fill my pot up, as long as I'm going to eat that day, it's before my meal, I'm going to eat today's meal on Yom Tov, I can fill my pot up. I'm not over any issa d'oraisa of bishul b'Yom Tov. What do I have? I have a problem of chabtircha. Chabtircha and treitircha. Chabtircha, says Rashi, is mutter. Treitich is an officer. So again, if I fill my pot up with meat, even though I only need one piece of meat, says Rashi, that's mutter, because it's chabtircha. Fill my oven with bread, that's also. Why is it also? Because that's considered two tichas. So midrabbanan, that's also. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. The Tor, and the same chapter as the Tor is in the Chedushei Ra'ah in Beitza over here, and the Ritva and Erevin quotes it in the name of his Rebbe, and if you do have the Rebbe, the Ritva was the Ra'ah. They have a different pshat in the Gemara. The Torah says as follows. The beginning of Simon Tov Gimel, Tov Gimel. Asa levashel be Yom Tov, elekidei tzarech hayom. Asa to cook on Yom Tov, only what's needed for that day. Avo mi Yom Tov v'chaveir, e mi Yom Tov v'shabbos asa. From one day, from Yom Tov to the next day, or Yom Tov v'shabbos is asa. Avo. However, memale isha hakadeir mi basa, you can fill your pot up with basa, even though you only need one piece of meat. Mipnei, says the Torah, and he adds here a line. Mipnei, sha'tavshil mitakein yesa. The more meat there is in the pot, the better that single piece of meat that you need is going to be. And therefore, adding in more meat into the pot is not considered cooking for tomorrow, it's considered cooking for today. Because I am making that piece of meat which I want to eat today a better piece of meat. So therefore, mipnei shatavshel mitakim yesa kishesh haba bekadeya, I'm allowed to fill my pot till the top. So we see from the Torah slightly different. If the adding of the meat in the pot would not improve that single piece of meat that I want, then I wouldn't be allowed to add. I wouldn't be allowed to add at all, even though there's only one tircha. If it does improve, I can add. And the Bishas is medayik, mashma from the Torah, that what would happen if I put the pot on with one piece of meat in. Then I came a minute later with another piece of meat and put it into the pot. That's two tirchas. Would that be mutter? Says the Bishasa, that would depend on the Machlekes Rashi and Tor. According to Rashi, only one tirchas mutter. If I take two pieces of meat, I put one in the pot on the fire already. Then I take another piece of meat, I put that into the pot on the fire. Two tirchas. That would be the same as baking. That would be also. But according to the Tor, why am I allowed to add meat? Because it improves the first piece of meat. So then, one tichas, two tichas, three tichas, that's 100% mutter. And that's how the Bishasim understands it, because we're careful, says the same thing. Two tichas, as long as it improves the original piece of meat, that's 100% fine according to the Torah. And the Torah continues, and he says like this, V'yesh Eimrim, the afilu omra b'feirish, shehi reitz oisei v'sarech mocha, shehu mutter. He's got this pot of meat, and he puts in one piece of meat. And he comes on with his second piece of meat, and he says, Hinni mochen amazumen, lekayem bishul letzeyach mocha. He says, quite clearly, I'm being mevashel for tomorrow. I'm not being mevashel for today. And he takes a piece of meat and he puts it into the pot. Is that still mutter, or is it asa? Is it still mutter, or is it asa? Says the Torah, yes, Eimim, dafil amra befeish, he raised the oisa letzeyach mocha, shu mutter, 100% mutter. The yes, Eishim, says the Torah, and some people say it's also. The Nira, says the Torah, and I believe, Shehu Mutter. Why? Given the time I had to Mnei Shatei Steph is going time but Tavshil, since at the end of the day, why am I allowed to add the extra piece of meat? Because my original piece of meat will be a better piece of meat. In Cain, I fill a piece of a fish, even if I stay in the first, I'm doing it for tomorrow. But at the end of the day, is it a cooking for today? Is it still a cooking for today? What I say is irrelevant. When I put that second piece of meat in, is it my first piece of meat going to be improved? It is. So am I doing a bishul for today, or am I only doing a bishul for tomorrow? Of course I'm doing a bishul for today. There's a thought, and I don't understand those who asa, and therefore I hold nirishu mutter, kim the time metam nesha to service going time betapshul, if can I fill a piece of a fish, nami mutter. It can't be utter. If as long as I'm improving today's meat, then my whole cooking is cooking for today. There's no reason why I should say my cooking is only for tomorrow. I'm cooking for today. True, I said it's for tomorrow, but what I say is irrelevant. At the end of the day, my action is an action of cooking for today. So that says a Torah to Mutter. Long comes this Yosef and says, so who are those who say it's utter? Who are the Yesh Eishrim? Who argues with the Torah? Who says that if I say it beferish, I'm doing it for tomorrow, it's utter? That's Rashi. But he said, why? Why is it Rashi? Because according to Rashi, when there's two tirchas is also, that means Chazal will worry that when the action looks like an action of tomorrow, they said you mustn't do it, so too here. If I say b'feirish, that I'm doing it for tomorrow, the lashon of the priest is, that's called two tirchas. That means what I'm doing is, I'm doing an action of cooking which looks like an action of cooking just for tomorrow. It's true that I'm doing it for today as well, but it looks like for tomorrow when it looks like for tomorrow, Chazal asks. Never said the Bishas of the two shittas, everything runs smoothly. The tallest Shittas Sayu says that the reason why Mab is Bishar is Mutter is because I'm improving today's meat. It's considered a nice Bishal of today. I can even say Beferish I'm doing it for tomorrow. It's irrelevant. At the end of the day, I'm cooking for today. According to Rashi, where there's an Issa Drabonon to cook of Shtei Tirchas, that means Chazal said don't do an action of cooking which looks like you're doing it for tomorrow. The way the Bishas understands it. Therefore, if I said Beferish I'm doing it for tomorrow, even in the case of one Tircha, that would be awesome. Everything seems to fit, hand in the glove, everything's smooth and just fits in beautifully. The problem is that the Ra'ah, who is the source of the Torah, says Mefurish in Chidushim in Beitza, that if you would say Beferish, he says, Allah is Ma'ab Bishurim's Mutter, you can pile your pot up with meat. And the reason is because the original piece of meat is improved, and therefore he learns that the Torah, but he says Beferish, if you would say Mefurish, he says, that you're doing it for tomorrow, it's awesome. So even though he learns like the Torah, and he still says, if you say Mefurish, you're doing it for tomorrow, it's Asa. And if you look carefully in the Rekeach of the Bishyasov quotes, the Mashmoyot in the Rekeach is the same. He also learns like the Torah, and the Mashmoyot in the Rekeach is that if you say it's Asa, if you say you're doing it for tomorrow, it's Asa. So we have a problem right in front of us. We have the Torah on one side who says, obvious, if you're cooking for today, because it's improving the original piece of meat, even if I say I'm doing it for tomorrow, 100% Mutter. And we have another shitta, the Ra'ah, who says Mefurish, even though it's improving today's meat, but if I say I'm doing it for tomorrow, I'm doing it for tomorrow. It's awesome. What's the Machlekes? What we want to understand here is, what is this Machlekes Tor and Ra'ah? And by understanding this Machlekes, hopefully we'll have an understanding how they both understood the heter of Melechus Machshavis. Melechus Nefesh, sorry. Thank you very much. There's a very famous tshuva in Shagas Aryeh, where the Shagas Aryeh discusses the heter of shechita on Yom Tov. Are you allowed to shech an animal on Yom Tov? Now, the reason why you shouldn't be, of course you're allowed to shech an animal on Yom Tov. Shechita is one of the melechas eichel nefesh. There's no reason why you can't shech on Yom Tov. The problem here is, says the Shagas Aryeh, nowadays when we shech, and anybody who's involved in kashrus will tell you, nowadays when we shech, we have a large amount of traitors. The reason we have a large amount of traces is because the lungs, they're circus, the lungs, we live in a moist environment, and the lungs end up with problems with circus, with holes and circus, and we end up having to check all the lungs and discarding on a good shechita, 1 in 3, on a bad shechita, 1 in 5, you're talking about a large percent of traces. That means 1 in 5 is good.
Yeah.
Sorry. 1 in 5 is good. In the time of the Shagas Aryeh, it seemed to be about half-half. It was about 50-50. And he has a shayla there. Am I allowed to shech on Yom Tov now, my behemoth? Do I say you're allowed to shech on Yom Tov? Melech aleichem nefesh, 100% mutter. Do I say no? At the end of the day, there's 50% chance that it's going to be a trefer. And on the thought that it's going to be a trefer, am I going to eat it? I'm not going to eat it. So if I'm not going to eat it, can I shech? No, it's not the circumference. So on the tzad that it's a trefer, it's not a melech sechel nefesh. On the tzad that it's not a trefer, it's a melech sechel nefesh. Now he, a long arich is there, built on a sugya in Beit. We'll mention the sugya briefly later, but without going through the whole tshuva, he says right at the end of the tshuva like this. He says, at the end of the day, why are we so machmir in trefers? Why are we so machmir in trefers? It's not because min atay, they're real trefers. These are chumras which the achronim added on to Hilchos Shechita. If you learn to Hilchos Shechita in Shulchan Aruch, you see that the Ramah is extremely machmir when it comes to Hilchos Shechita. These are extra chumras which achronim added on. They're not real trefers. Therefore, he says, min atay, do I have a roiv? Min atay, I've got a roiv. Min atay, roiv behemoths are not trefers. So min atay, can I shech? I can shech. What are you going to tell me? I'm not going to eat it because it might be a trefer. On the tzad it's a trefer, I'm not going to eat it. I've got a hoil. Min ha-teir, I'm not going to eat it, true, but min ha-teir, is it allowed to be eaten? It can be eaten. So I would say, hoil, if somebody would want to eat it, they could eat it, min ha-teir. So min ha-teir, the shechita is a good shechita. What's the problem? Sorry? No, but says the Shagasari, but since min ha-teir, I'm allowed to eat it, so min ha-teir, I can say, hoil. But if somebody would want to eat it, they can eat it. So my shechita, in any event, whatever the case may be, my shechita is a shechita letzayr. Yeah, oichel nefesh. And since the shechita letzayr oichel nefesh, I'm allowed to shech on yom tov. Hayel is also midrabanan. He works around the problem of the drabanan, that this shouldn't be nisa drabanan. Are we clear? Since min ha-teir, I'm allowed to eat it. And min ha-teir, I've got a hoyo. If I would like to eat it, I could eat it. I'm not going to eat it, because it's a trade from a drabanan. But since min ha-teir, I can eat it, I would say hoyel, and min ha-teir, the shechita is automatically called a good shechita because I could eat if I wanted to, even though I'm not going to eat the midrabanan. That only makes it nisa drabanan, nisa deraisa. That's how the Shagzari says. Comes along to the egg and tshuva, and he says, I don't understand what the Shagzari wants. So I don't understand, as Mr. Boker said, I don't understand what the Shagzari wants. At the end of the day, am I going to eat it? I'm not going to eat it. So when I shech, am I shechting for yom tov, am I shechting not for yom tov? I'm shechting not for yom tov. Am I going to eat it? I can't eat it. Also midrabanan. So how does the hoyel min ha-teir help for the Issa here, to get around the Issa of Melechus Eichel Nefesh? At the end of the day, am I going to eat it? I'm not going to eat it. So am I shechting to eat today? I'm not shechting to eat today. So am I doing a Melacha L'Tzeich Eichel Nefesh? I'm not doing a Melacha L'Tzeich Eichel Nefesh. How does it work? Says that Kivega, I don't understand the Shagasariah, and Tzorich Raya's Gedolos to prove that the Shagasariah is right. I'm going to quote you two Raya's. Two Raya's in Rishonim, Mefurish like the Shagasariah. Not much Mefurish. Two Raya's in Rishonim. The first raya is a ra'ah. The ra'ah quotes a machlekes. He disagrees with it, but he quotes a machlekes. The Gemara says later in Daf Lamed Daled in Beitza. Dasa ishatar for b'kesel. If you had a bird and you threw it against the wall, on Yom Tov you picked your bird up and you threw it against the wall. So it's now a sofik trefer. You waited me'es le'es, shatam me'es le'es, kesher. Shachta kesher. If you waited me'es le'es, says the Gemara, you shecht it, you'll have to eat it, no problem. However, Amr Abelazar Be'er Bianai, you have to check for all the traces that might be there because you threw it against the wall. So you've taken this bird, you threw it against the wall, you can shecht it after Me'es L'Eis. If you wait Me'es L'Eis, we know that it's not 100% a trefer. You can shecht it and do all the bedikas. So you ask the question, can I shecht this bird on Yom Tov? I have a bird here that if after the bedikas it's not a trefer I can eat, can I shecht this bird on Yom Tov? Now this is a sugya that Shagasari is marichon to prove that you're allowed to shech the behemah bizman hazeh. And the Gemara says, "Mi machzikinon reyesu b'yontiv v'loy," and the Gemara remains with a sophic at the end. Big machlik tishenim, how we paskin, how do we paskin, do we paskin mutter, do we paskin also, big machlik tishenim. Now comes Ra'ah, and he quotes ikka mandama. There's one mandama, says Ra'ah, who wants to say, one rishon, that at the end of the day, it's mutter to shech this bird. Why is it mutter? He says, we paskin the halacha, that nefesh af nefesh behemah mashma. That you're allowed to do a malacha l'tzeich a behemah. To feed an animal, you're allowed to do a malacha. Says it's ikka mandama. You can do a malacha l'tzeich nefesh behemah. So now what's the problem here? What, it might be a trefer. So it'll be a trefer. So what? So I can't eat it. So I'll feed it to my animal. I don't have an animal. So I'll say, oh, hoyo. If I would have an animal, I could feed it to my animal. And maybe my next door's animal might come in and might want something to eat. So I can feed it to my animal. I'm not even Issa Dereisa. So it ends up being only an Issa Drabonon. Sophic Drabonon Lekula. Gemara's made a Sophic, so we'll go Lekula. So this command Amma wants to get around the problem. He wants to say again, how can I get around? How can I shech this behemoth? The Gemara says it's a Sophic. to Sophic Kefer, to Sophic Malacha, how can I do it? Sophic Malacha Dereisa. Says the Ikiman Dama, no, in the Ra'ah, no problem. Even if it's a Kefer, can I feed it to my animal? I can feed it to my animal. I have no animal here, so I'll say Hoyle. Have I got a problem? I've got no problem. I'm doing a Malacha L'Seich, Eichel Nefesh, Nefesh Behemoth. That's called Eichel Nefesh as well. I have no problem. Midrabbanan it's also. Midrabbanan, it's a suffix in the Gemara. Suffix Rabbanan Kula. Comes along the Ra'ah and says, I don't understand you. He says, I don't understand you. Ikim Adam, I don't understand what you want. We have a halacha that an animal which is set aside for human consumption is muksa. You're not allowed to feed it to a behemoth on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's muksa. So if I would check this animal, it would be a trefer. True, nefesh behemoth is also called an eichel nefesh. But can I feed it to the animal? No. Midrabbanan it's also because it's muksa. So what are you talking about, he says? Why is it not a problem of Eichel Nefesh Menatayr? I have an animal here, which I'm going to check. I can't feed it even to my dog, because it's Muksa. It's also Midrabbanan to feed it to my dog. So true Menatayr, I'm allowed to feed it to my dog. But Midrabbanan, can I feed it to my dog? No. So if I can't feed it to my dog Menatayr, it's Melechus Eichel Nefesh Menatayr. Comes back to the Sophic of the Gemara, it's a Sophic Dereisa. Are we clear? The two stodim in the Ra'ah is exactly the same shaila as the Shagish Arya and the Kivega. Again, we have this bird which is a sophic. Gemara says a sophic if I'm allowed to shecht it. Frankly, Ikemand Omar, what's the problem? Sophic, it's only a sophic drabonon, it's not a sophic derisa. Why is it only a sophic drabonon? Because min hatayr, can I feed it to my cow? Can I feed it to my dog? I can feed it to my dog. Nefesh behemah is nefesh, it's also called eichel nefesh, so I can feed it to my dog. What's the problem? What's the problem? Midrabonon, I can't feed it to my dog. Look. As long as I feed him in Atayah, Midrabbanan doesn't bother me. It remains a Sophic Drabbanan, Sophic Drabbanan Lekula. Says the Ra'ah, what do you mean? It's not Sophic Drabbanan. It automatically comes back to a Sophic Deraisa. If I can't feed it Midrabbanan, then am I shechting for today? I'm not shechting for today, I'm shechting for tomorrow. That's not Melech HaSokh Nefesh anymore. We have exactly the same Shaila as the Shagizarim Kivega in the Ra'ah itself. The Ikemand Amas seems to say very clearly like the Shagasaria, that since Minat Torah I'm allowed to feed it to my dog, even though Midrabbanan I can't feed it to my dog, and I'm not going to feed it to my dog, it's still not called a Malacha Minat Torah, and it's only called a Malacha Midrabbanan. Says there, oh no, if I can't feed it to my dog Midrabbanan, then automatically now, am I going to give it to my dog today? No. So when I did the Malacha, is it called the Malacha done for today? No. So it's back to Malacha Deraisa. Exactly the same Machlekes, Ra'ah, and Ikemand Omar as the Shagasaria of Kivega. A Raya Berur to the Shagasari is Ramban. This Ikemand Omar is Ramban. It's Ramban in Chulin. Ramban in Chulin talks about a behemoth Mesukenes. There Ramban is the Marich, whether you're Mechuyev to check nowadays the Reyes. Since most Reyes, most lungs are not are trafers, Midrabbanan, are you Mechuyev to check? Not most. Ramban is talking about a Miyot are trafers. Most are not trafers, a Miyot are trafers. Are you Mechuyev to check? Says Ramban, of course. Since it's a Miyot HaMotzeh, you're Mechuyev to check all the Reyes. In time of Chazal, it was only a Miyot Rishu Trefus. Says Ramban, you still have to check. Says Ramban, but I have a Raya against me. The Gemara says, I have a behemoth Mesukenes. I have a cow which is just on the verge. He's about to die. And it's Yomtiv. I don't want to lose my cow. If he dies, it's dog's meat. If I can shecht him now, it's worth money. I can sell it for human consumption. What do I do? So the Gemara says, it's Yomtiv. I don't need it for Yomtiv. I've eaten my meal. I don't need it. The Gemara says, if you can shecht it and be able to eat a kezayis, machlekes kezayis, chai, not chai, but I'll be able to eat a kezayis of this meat before Yom Tov terminates, fine, you can shecht it on Yom Tov. I can shecht the behemoth Mesukenes. Says Ramban, what do you mean? How is that possible? The Gemara should have said, if you can shecht it and check the rail and then eat a kezayis chai, only then are you allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says, if you shecht it, and you eat the kezayis, then you can shecht on Yom Tov. Ramban, I have a raya from this Mishnah, I have a raya from this Gemara that I don't need to check my reyes. Says Ramban, no, it's no raya. No raya. Now listen to what Ramban says, no raya. Min hatayr, am I mechuyev to check my reyes? No. So min hatayr, when I shecht this animal, do I need to check the reyes? No. So as long as I can eat the kezayis, have I done melech zeich melefesh? I have. I've shechted an animal which I'm going to eat a kezayis from today. So min hatayr, is this called the melech zeich melefesh? It's called the melech zeich melefesh. What are you going to tell me? But midrabbanan, I have to be boidek, I have to check my reyes, I have to check my lung. That's only midrabbanan. Min hatayr, it remains a melech zeich melefesh. Now, even though I'm not going to eat it, midrabbanan, I'm never going to eat this kazayis, because midrabbanan, I'm not allowed to eat it until I check the rare. But since minat tayr is in malacha, so minat tayr, I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to eat it. If it's minat tayr, minat tayr, the whole issue is the shech, then midrabbanan. Chazal will make us a zamban and a behema, so Kenneth, we didn't want you to lose your whole behema. Chazal got around, they moved aside, they pushed aside, but it's a drabbana. So we see very clearly in the Ramban exactly the same as the Ikkam and the Omri and the Ru'ah, and the same as the Shagatariya. A behema which is also to eat midrabbana, after Shkita, also to eat midrabbana. But minatayr is mutter, come to the Ramban and the Ikkam and the Omri and the Ru'ah, and the Shagatariya, I'm allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. Because Minatayah, that is. I'm allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. Why? Because Minatayah, it's called Eichel Nefesh. I'm never going to eat it. Says there, oh, what's going on? Kivega, what's going on? You're never going to eat it. You're never going to eat it. If you're not going to eat it, then my Melacha should automatically be called the Melacha Dereser. What does the Shagas Aryeh, Ramban, and the Ikamand Amma in the Ra'ah mean? What do they mean? How can it be that a Melacha, which is not a Melacha Minatayah, even though I'm never going to eat it, it's still called Melacha Eichel Nefesh? It's called the Melacha Eichel Nefesh. How can that be? How can it be? Shagasari is telling us a tremendous kiddush. Ramban, Shagasari, the first day in a row, is telling us a tremendous kiddush. Up until now, we've understood Melech Zechel Nefesh means that I am cooking for today. I'm doing a melacha for today. If the melacha is a melacha which I am doing for today, I'm doing to eat today, I'm doing for my behemoth to eat today, but I'm doing for today, that's called Melech Zechel Nefesh. The heter of the Torah is to cook for Yom Tov. I'm allowed to make a malacha of cooking for Yom Tov. If I'm not doing it for Yom Tov, that's not malacha. Says the Shagas Aryeh and the Ramban and the Ikkam and the Omri, that's not Pshat and Melech Zechel Nefesh. I don't have to cook for today. I have to do a malacha that the malacha is intrinsically a malacha l'tzorei chayim. A malacha that intrinsically in the malacha is necessary for today, is for today. Even though I'm not doing it for today. I'm doing it for tomorrow. But the malacha is the malacha for today, that's called the Melech Zechel Nefesh. Melech Zechel Nefesh is not dependent on why I am doing it. It's not dependent on my action. It's dependent on the malacha itself. A malacha which minatayr is a malacha b'chetzer l'tzorech hayom. Even if I don't want it l'tzorech hayom, I'm not doing it for today. I'm doing it for any other reason. I'm never going to eat it today. But the malacha is b'chetzer malacha, which is a Melech Nefesh. Hayom tells you, since if Arachim would come, you would feed it to them. Hayom tells you that this malach is be'etzem, intrinsically, a malach of Seichel Nefesh. He doesn't need to ever have visitors coming. The fact that visitors are never going to come, and you live in an out-of-the-way place, chance of visitors coming are so remote, it's almost nil, doesn't matter. Since intrinsically this malach is called a malach of Seichel Hayom, what you are doing it for is irrelevant. Says the Shagisari, if that's Pshat and Seichel Nefesh, Ramban, if min ha'teyah, can I eat this malach? Can I eat this behema? A shech the behema, which is a treifa midrabonim. Minatayah is a treifa? No. Can I eat it minatayah? I can eat it minatayah. So can I eat this animal minatayah? I can eat it. So minatayah, am I doing a malacha which is l'tzorei chayim? Intrinsically it's l'tzorei chayim. I've always got a hayal. Minatayah is an intrinsic malacha l'tzorei chayim. The fact that I can't eat it and I will never eat it, which means that I'm not doing it for today, that's irrelevant. Because the malacha is intrinsically a malacha l'tzorei chayim. The Ra'ah says no. The Ra'ah says a malacha is l'tzorei chayim nefesh only if I'm doing it for Eichel Nefesh. If I'm not doing it for Eichel Nefesh, it's not Eichel Nefesh. So if I have an animal which minatayah is not a treifa, but midrabbanan is a treifa, according to the Shagas Aryeh, minatayah is a malacha l'tzorei chayim nefesh. It's a malacha l'tzorei chayim nefesh. Why is it a malacha l'tzorei chayim nefesh? Because at the end of the day, I'm intrinsically doing a malacha l'tzorei chayim. According to the Ra'ah, am I doing it for today? I'm not doing it for today. If I'm not doing it for today, it's not malacha l'tzorei chayim nefesh. Not Melech Zechel Nefesh. Are we clear? Just repeat once more quickly. We have here a Machlekes Rishonim, a Melacha which Minatayah is not a Melacha. It's called Melech Zechel Nefesh, but Midrabbanan is not a Melech Zechel Nefesh. An animal which Minatayah is not a Trefer, and Midrabbanan is a Trefer, called the Shagzari and Ambam, Minatayah is not called Melech, it's called Melech Zechel Nefesh, I can shecht it. Midrabbanan I can't. According to the Kidega and the Ra'ah, even Minatayah I can't. What's the Machlekes? According to the Shagas Aryeh and Ramban, if the malacha is a malacha which intrinsically is called Melech Zechel Nefesh, because intrinsically in the malacha there's a tzorech hayom, the fact that I don't need it doesn't make it not the tzorech hayom. The malacha is an intrinsically a malacha which is the tzorech hayom. The fact that I don't need it is irrelevant. Therefore, minatayah is called the Melech Zechel Nefesh. According to the Kivega and Ra'ah, no, a malacha is only called Melech Zechel Nefesh if I am doing the malacha for l'tzarich hayim. If I don't do it l'tzarich hayim, that's not called l'tzarich nefesh. So therefore, if min ha'teira, it's not a treifer. But midrabanan, it is a treifer. Am I shechting l'tzarich today? Definitely not. I'm not shechting l'tzarich today. It's a malachim l'tzarich. If we go back now to the Torah and I'm talking about a case where I'm filling my pot with meat. And I'm saying, hinni mukhin l'mezumen, I'm cooking for tomorrow. Says the Torah, 100% mutter. 100% mutter. I'm saying I'm doing it for tomorrow. It's 100% mutter. Why? Because there's a tzayach there. What's a tzayach? My first meat will be better. Comes along the Ra'an and says, what are you talking about? If you're doing it for tomorrow, you say you're doing it for tomorrow, it's 100% also. How can you say it's mutter? You're doing it for tomorrow. You're doing an action of cooking for tomorrow. Machlek is torn Ra'an is l'shitosan. According to the Ra'an, when melech zech nefesh has to be done, l'tzayach hayoyim, I have to do it for the tzayach hayoyim. Did you do it for the tzayach hayoyim? No, you put the extra piece of meat in, and you said, I'm doing it for tomorrow. I'm doing it for tomorrow? That's also, that's not a malacha. It's not an action done for today. It's an action done for tomorrow. True, there is a benefit for today, but my action was an action of cooking for tomorrow. That's not malacha zech nefesh. Kolon comes at all and says, no. Is there a benefit for today? Is my piece of meat I'm going to eat today going to be better? It's going to be better. So you're doing a cooking action for tomorrow. But at the end of the day, is my piece of meat going to be improved? It's going to be improved. So intrinsically, is it malacha with a tzarech v'ayim in it? There's a malacha with a tzarech v'ayim in it. True that I'm not doing it for today, I'm doing it for tomorrow. But intrinsically, it's a malacha which is a malacha tzarech nefesh. Once it's an intrinsic malacha tzarech nefesh, it's 100% mutter. So we have it two malachim and understanding of malacha tzarech nefesh. Is malacha tzarech nefesh mean that I've got to do the action for today? That's how the Ra understands. And the Kivega is an action of doing for today, only then it's mutter. Or do we say no? Do we say, even if I'm not doing it for today, I'm doing it for tomorrow, I can never eat it today, it's a trade for midrabanon. But since the malach is an intrinsic malach zech nefesh, because intrinsically there's a tzarech hayoyim, that's already called malach zech nefesh. Once it's called malach zech nefesh, it's 100% mutter. That's the machlek v'sheinim, that ends up being the machlekes tor and the Ra'ah. You have to do it for today. You don't have to do it for today. As long as it's called a melech zeichel nefesh. In the melech zeichel nefesh, there's an intrinsic tzarech hayom. That's already called mutter. And that's what the Torah means in ach ashi ochel lechol nefesh, hu levadei, hi osu lechem. That's the heter of melech zeichel nefesh. That's the two malachim. It's only a haschala. I hope it's not been too complicated. Only a haschala in the understanding of melech zeichel nefesh. It gives us a window to be able to delve further and increase our understanding of what we are allowed to do and why we are allowed to do it when Yom Tov. When we cook on Yom Tov, that's fair.